G'day everyone, this is Beige Mine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to my audio review of the Norwegian supernatural horror film The Innocents. This film was written and directed by Eskil Vogt, and it stars Raquel Leonora Flotum, Alva Bernsmo Ramstad, Sam Ashraf, Mina Yasmin Brenneth Asheim, and Ellen Dorrit Peterson. Now, if I butchered anyone's names, please forgive me. And the plot summary that I am reading off IMDb is as follows. During the bright Nordic summer, a group of children reveal their dark and mysterious powers when the adults aren't looking. In this original and gripping supernatural thriller, playtime takes a dangerous turn. Now, before I go into my thoughts on The Innocents, I should state once again that if I butcher anyone's names during the course of this review, I deeply apologize, so please forgive me. But I gotta say though, when I sat down to watch The Innocents, I wasn't quite sure what to expect from this film. The only things that I kind of knew when I sat down to watch it was that it was a film about... It was a supernatural horror thriller about kids, and that the film was written and directed by Eskil Vogt, who is the longtime co-writer of Joachim Trier. Now, if I butchered his name, please forgive me. Who, of course, for most people out there would know him as the director behind such great films such as Oslo, August 31st, Thelma, Louder Than Bombs, and most recently the Oscar-nominated film The Worst Person in the World. So even though I knew of Eskil Vogt's work as a writer on those films, I was kind of curious to see how he would do as a filmmaker. Now, I know he previously made another film prior to this one, but I hadn't seen that one, so I couldn't really sort of compare how that film compares to this one. So basically, this is my first exposure to him as a filmmaker on his own. And I gotta say, I think he did a really great job with this film. Like, from the very beginning to the end, this film just had me hooked. Like, even though there are definitely elements we've kind of seen before in other kind of similar supernatural horror films, particularly ones that deal with people discovering powers, but the fact that this entire film is done from the perspective of very young children kind of gives it another layer of intrigue to it. And also with the tone of it, Eskil Vogt finds interesting ways that this is a film that really gets under your skin, because at times this film is very unsettling. It's very provocative in terms of how it approaches both its characters and its stories, without being too controversial, I should say. Although there are moments throughout this film I think some people will find quite troubling, but, you know, so proceed with going into this film with caution, particularly with violence to animals, but I digress. But that being said, though, I think what makes this one more interesting, like I said, compared to other similar films that I've seen, is just the performances from the cast. Like, all the young actors throughout this film, particularly the actors, whose names I'm not going to say again in case I butcher them, but the actors who play the roles of Ida, Anna, and Ben, and Aisha, are just fantastic throughout this whole film. Like, they're all brilliant, and each of them, you know, they have such complex roles that I was kind of curious to see how these young actors would deal playing these characters, and I thought that they honestly did such a fantastic job with their performances. Like, they pretty much, the film treats their characters as kids, as they should be. So they're not like little adults in kid-sized bodies, but these are kids that are acting and behaving like kids. But once they sort of discover, when they get to this apartment complex, that they, each of them is starting to develop powers, and that's when they start kind of, you know, experimenting with this powers and finding out what all the things they can do, and even getting up a bit of mischief. But once the film sort of takes a much more darker turn with its story, especially with the character of Ben, it's very chilling. And I wasn't sure exactly where this story was going to go, because even though it just had me on the edge of my seat throughout. And the fact that this film has such a great unsettling tone throughout all of it, that you just can't help but feel a gripping feeling while you're watching it. And also, it's beautifully well made. At times the film At least in terms of its tone and also its visual style, kind of reminded me a bit of Let the Right One In. Except, that film, of course, was set during the winter. This is set during summer, but they kind of have a lot of similar, like a very similar tone to each other, which kind of just, rem which, you know, The Innocents kind of reminded me of. And I think Eskil Voigt, as a filmmaker, just does such a great job, like on a filmmaking front, because there's some. The film just looks beautiful. It's very well directed. Like, he gets really strong performances from his entire cast, particularly with child actors, because, with child actors, you're just never really sure what type of performance you're going to get. But he got so many great performances out of all of them that it kind of astonishes me that these young actors were capable of giving performances like these, particularly with the actor who plays Ben, because he has a very sort of complex role. And it was interesting to kind of see how his character develops throughout the whole film. But one of the other things I really loved about this film was, of course, the relationship between Ida and Aisha. And what's interesting about that is Aisha, of course, is mentally disabled. And even though she's older than Ida, so she's her older sister. And throughout the film, you kind of get the sense that Ida kind of resents Aisha because she's got more, she gets more of the attention from her parents. And sometimes in a lot of these early scenes where you see Ida interact with her sister and how she treats her is so appalling that you kind of you just hate the character at first, but as the story kind of progresses, and once they discover that, both of them and also their friends at this apartment complex have these supernatural abilities. That's where their relationship starts to change and actually becoming much more compassionate and loving. So it's an interesting sort of character development of Ida, especially with how at the very beginning she's so unlikable, but we find her much more compelling as the story progresses. And like I said, there's a lot of aspects about this film that I wish I could talk about, but I think it's best to go in this one without knowing a little too much. But at times, though, I guess if I had to describe this film, I would describe it in a way like imagine if the film Chronicle meets Let the Right One In. That is kind of like what this film reminded me of. So basically, if the 2012 film Chronicle had the tone and feel and filmmaking style of Let the Right One In, this is what this film kind of reminded me of. And like I said, I just found it such a terrific experience from beginning to end. It's compelling, it's intense, it's unsettling, and it's beautifully well made and very well acted as well. So this is one I definitely highly recommend everyone to check out. It's definitely one of the more stronger sort of kids-centric horror films that I've seen in a while. And I guess if any negatives I would have about it is like even though the film is almost 2 hours long, even though I was found it incredibly gripping from beginning to end, there are moments where the pacing of it was a little too slow and some little moments could have easily been trimmed a bit. And also, how the kids sort of discover their powers is never really quite explained in the film. Like, we never know exactly where these powers come from. Like, did these kids already have these powers before they got there at this apartment complex? Or was there something there that kind of struck a chord, like, sort of opened up those powers to these particular children? Or, like, is it. So the movie never really explains it. And I guess in a way that's probably a good thing. Like it's kind of ambiguous about where these powers are coming from. But I guess in a way a part of me kind of wished the film kind of dived into that just a little bit more. But that's just me personally. But that being said though, it's a terrific film. Definitely one of the strongest horror films that I've seen so far this year in 2022, even though we're still in early days yet. So, but I wouldn't be surprised if this one makes my top 10 horror films by the end of the year. It's just that good of a film. So if I had to rate the film The Innocents, I give it a solid 4.5 out of 5. I thought it was just that great of a horror film and definitely recommended to check it out. It probably won't be for everyone. But I think if you give it a chance, I think you'll be incredibly impressed by it. Well, that's my audio review of The Innocents. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. The film is currently playing in limited release in cinemas across Australia. So if it's playing at a cinema near you, definitely check it out. And it was released via Rialto Pictures. And thank you for listening to this audio review, and I'll see you all later. See everyone. Bye.